The new director of the FBI is close to meeting his goal of visiting all 56 FBI field offices around the country in his first year in office. Yesterday, the director, James Comey, made visit number 53 here to Boston. It was a chance for the new top G-man to share his views on terrorism. But as WBUR's Bruce Gellerman reports, discussion of a prominent local terrorism case was pretty much off limits.
James Comey is the seventh director of the FBI, and at 6'8", the tallest. Lean, poised, and polished, he's at ease with reporters. In the George W. Bush administration, Comey was the second highest-ranking official in the Justice Department.
Be happy to take any and all questions. I'm from Washington, so if I don't want to answer, I'll just be slippery.
Good to his word when it came to the number one topic on local reporters' minds, the Boston Marathon bombing investigation, Comey was difficult to pin down. He was asked if the Bureau still did not know where the bombs were made, as a Boston special agent recently testified in a case related to the Marathon bombings.
I don't want to comment on that because we have still pending trials, especially the trial coming up in January, so I'm not going to talk about the evidence.
Comey was asked if the Tsarnaev brothers had helped making the bombs. No comment. Was Tamerlan Tsarnaev's wife cleared of charges? No comment. Does he think the murder of three men in Waltham on 9/11/2011 was an act of terrorism?
Yeah, I don't think I can talk about that yet because my understanding is that it is a potential feature of the coming Tsarnaev trial.
Federal prosecutors don't want the murders to be a feature of the trial. They're trying to prevent the defense from getting evidence of the triple homicide. On other matters, the FBI director was far more expansive. He talked about corruption of public officials, the nationwide heroin epidemic, and his big message, the threat from terrorism had morphed. Al-Qaeda was a cancer that was largely defeated after 9/11, but has metastasized into terrorist groups such as the one in Syria and Iraq known as ISIL, and what Comey calls homegrown violent extremists.
These are people who may never actually meet a member of Al-Qaeda or ISIL, but who have access through the internet to their poisonous propaganda, especially ISIL's, which is very slick, everywhere, broadcast in 23 languages, and they get the training that they need to engage in violence, all while in their basement or in their bedroom in their pajamas.
The FBI director estimates 150 Americans have gone overseas to join ISIL, but won't say how many have returned to the U.S. Comey envisions a war on terror without end, requiring new tools, new talents, and new ways of operating. Last week, Comey wrote a newspaper editorial that ignited a controversy among the people like the ones who were pitching questions to him at the Boston field office. In his article, Comey revealed that back in 2007, before his tenure, an FBI agent had impersonated a news reporter in order to catch a suspected terrorist. Angry journalists charge the Bureau's tactic potentially puts them in danger and undermines their ability to build trust with sources. FBI Director James Comey isn't backing down.
Let me put it this way. I wouldn't want to rule it out. It would have to be a rare case. I'd want to make sure, which is the case today, that if we were contemplating something like that, it had very high-level approval.
That was not the case in the Seattle FBI field office, where the agent impersonated a news reporter. Comey visited Seattle last month. It was stop 47 on his U.S. field tour. He's got three more FBI offices to go. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.